Interfaith relations, religious freedom, and peace in the Middle East. These three challenges were at the heart of Pope Benedict's words today as he arrived in the Jordanian capital Amman this afternoon at the start of his week-long journey to the Holy Land. Philippa Hitchin has this report.
As he was welcomed at Amman's international airport by Jordan's King Abdullah and Queen Rania, together with local religious and political leaders, the Pope said he was looking forward to blessing the foundation stones of two new churches at the traditional site of Jesus' baptism, an important sign, he said, of religious freedom and respect for different faith communities in this overwhelmingly Muslim nation.
The opportunity the Jordan's Catholic community enjoys to build public places of worship is a sign of this country's respect for religion. And on their behalf, I want to say how much this openness is appreciated.
Welcoming Pope Benedict to Jordan, King Abdullah spoke of the central role of faith in the life of his country today.
With your visit to us, you begin a historic journey to the heartland of faith for Christian and Muslims alike. What is home to us, we make home to you.
At the start of this journey that will be marked by significant interfaith encounters in the three countries he's visiting, Pope Benedict stressed his own deep respect for the Muslim community.
The Kingdom of Jordan has long been at the forefront of initiatives to promote peace in the Middle East and throughout the world, encouraging interreligious dialogue, supporting efforts to find a just solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, welcoming refugees from neighboring Iraq, and seeking to curb extremism.
The Jordanian king also stressed the vital need for Christians and Muslims to work more closely together to promote understanding and conflict resolution.
Voices of provocation, ambitious ideologies of division, threaten unspeakable suffering. And we must reject such a course for our world's future. Today, together, we must renew our commitment to mutual respect. Here and now, we must create a new and global dialogue of understanding and goodwill.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.
Sean Patrick Lovett, Director of English Programming here at Vatican Radio, is travelling with Pope Benedict to the Holy Land and joins us now live on the line from Amman, Jordan. Good evening, Sean.
Hello, Emer, and good evening to all our listeners.
Sean, we heard very moving words of welcome there from King Abdullah in his greeting to Pope Benedict. The king, during his welcoming address, repeatedly stressed the role of interfaith dialogue, which has been a dominant theme of this first stage, this first day of the Pope's journey. Now, during the flight to Rome, to Amman from Rome, the Pope held a press conference on board the plane with journalists accompanying him. You were on that plane with the Pope this morning. Sean, what did he have to say?
And I was just, yes, a couple of feet away from him when he stepped out, just after takeoff, in fact, give that press conference. It was a small plane and not a very long trip, and so there were only four questions that had been submitted to the head of the press office, Father Lombardi, and he read them to the Holy Father. Two of those questions regarded, yes, interfaith dialogue, and the first was, I think, the toughest of them all. It was what concrete contribution does Pope Benedict the 16th think he can make to peace in the Middle East. And he came up with this tripartite solution. He says, as Christians, we don't go into this area with political ideas. We go in there with a spiritual force. And that allows us to do three things. It allows us to have recourse to prayer, to the formation of consciences, and recourse to reason. And I think that's a pretty good formula for peace.
Sean, looking closer at this first day in Jordan for Pope Benedict XVI, he only arrived at lunchtime, but it has been very, very busy for the Holy Father since his arrival. Can you just give our listeners an insight into the welcome the Pope has received so far?
Well, certainly when you're in the papal entourage, it's kind of like following a movie in fast forward. You're racing from one thing to the next in the motorcade going at 150 kilometers an hour in the middle of the city. And so everything sort of flashes by very quickly. What we've seen has been extraordinary, very warm. There were people, lots of people at the airport welcoming him. From there, we went directly to the Queen of Peace Center that works with disabled people. And that was particularly poignant because it is a center run by the Catholic Church, and yet it was a mixed group of people. There were young people, Muslims, Christians, Catholics, Orthodox, all of them in there together to welcome the Holy Father with songs and banners, and all very, very warm and very enthusiastic. And he looks so pleased to be here.
Well, Sean, we'll be following all the next appointments of Pope Benedict XVI there in Jordan, live for us from Amman. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.